I get the privilege to serve next to David on the elders board, and it is a privilege for sure. Talk about a leader. This guy's a leader. We spent a lot of late nights and a lot of early mornings together, but it's wonderful. So without further ado, Dr. Dave Coleman.
Can't sing. Unfortunately, I can talk, but I just talk is not quite the same as preaching. So welcome. Welcome you all to Grace Community Church. You know, there's a question I have for you guys, and it's, if you stop and think back to January, how many of you expected that we were going to have the year that we're having right now? Probably not very many people were thinking about this happening. I sure wasn't. You know, this is the year of 2020. For me, that's a big deal. 2020, perfect eyesight, vision, get it? Yeah. So what they had done is our National Association had planned all these big events. They were going to have it all over the country and lots of marketing for us and all those kind of things to do. Plus, this just happens to be the 70th year reunion of my dad starting the practice. So that was a big deal. So we had all these really cool plans, you know, to really celebrate the year 2020. Boy, it didn't quite pan out to be what we thought it was going to be, did it? So instead, we've had a year of craziness, of really weird things, of tremendous emotional and physical challenges for lots of us. And through that, I start to wonder, and I think about a Bible verse that I'm not particularly fond of. If I guess it's okay to choose, pick and choose. we do, whether it's okay or not, I'm sure. But the Apostle Paul, when he writes in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, do we have it? Yeah. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm, you know, like I said, that's a tough one. You know, I can maybe wrap my head around pray continually. I can try to do that. I can kind of rejoice a lot. But the kicker, in all circumstances, wow, that's tough. For me, it's tough. Is anybody else, is it tough for you guys? Now I can see you. Yeah. So what do we do with that? I mean, I don't know. Jody, was it a little bit tough to rejoice in the circumstances of having COVID? I didn't particularly like having COVID. Heart rate of 150. And I had it easier than a lot of people have had it. But I didn't really rejoice in that. But I did find some things to be thankful in that. I was really thankful that my wife Deb didn't get COVID and that I did. I would much rather have it. She has a lot greater potential of having some bad things than I do. So I was grateful for that. I was grateful that I didn't have it any worse than I had it. But yet I still wasn't really probably living out the way this verse, the way Paul did. I mean, think about being locked up in chains and things like that, and then he still remains joyful and prayerful through all that. That's tough. But there's light, because there's another verse that, I don't know, when I read this one, there's another verse that I often jump right over to pretty quickly, and that's Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. That is a lot easier to get alongside of. You know, I can take that one because you know what? I do love God. And I like to think that maybe I've been called according to some of his purposes. So that's a little bit easier for me to do. But wait, there's more. Because now that we do, maybe I do think I'm called to some of his purposes, but what is that purpose? What's that purpose for me? What's that purpose for you guys, for all of us as Christians? How do we use that purpose in the year of 2020 that's been so crazy and so hard? So there's lots of different options, I guess, as far as what God might lay on your heart. It's amazing what nerves do to you. You know, but the word that I seem to keep coming back to, and I've really struggled with, you know, found out a month ago that we had to, do this of preaching to you guys and trying to bring the Lord's word to you. And that's kind of an ominous task. And so I started praying about, what do I talk about? What do I talk about? Unfortunately, if my wife could tell you, I'm a pretty big procrastinator. And even though I hear some things, I'll write it down, I'll think about it. And Dave and I were talking about this earlier today. I had some ideas and I kept coming back and forth and back and forth. And so, Aaron, I don't know if he's in here or not, I can't see, but Aaron sent me last week, 2 weeks ago, we were gone hunting for a while, and I get this message from Aaron, said, how's it going? How's the sermon going? And of course I text back, oh, good. Thank goodness text messages can't convey your voice in that. So I finished the sermon last night. And I thought about it, and I kept going it over and over and over, and I said, you know, Lord, is this really the right word that you're giving me for talking about? Because when I think of this word, I really don't think about some of the things that I was led into. And that word is reconciliation. So what is reconciliation? Here's the definition. The restoration of friendly relations. We need a few friendly relations building right now, don't we, in this country? My goodness, it's been a challenge. I've got really good friends that we agree to disagree pretty strongly. Sometimes it goes beyond that. And so we need some of this reconciliation between us. We need to find a way to bring back some friendly relations between us. Even though we love each other, we still have disagreements. So bringing back together again. So I think that really is something that we can focus on, that we as Christians need to focus on, is reconciliation. There's a verse, 2 Corinthians 5, 18, 19. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So that kind of sounds like God has put it on us that reconciliation is a ministry that we're supposed to be carrying out. How many of you all want to run out and do ministry? How many of you want to preach? It makes selling the job of an elder a little bit difficult, by the way. But that's a pretty ominous thing to think of, that reconciliation is actually a ministry that we should be involved in. It goes on to say that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. So as you kind of dissect that and look at that and think through that, reconciliation is a quality of Christ that if we could use it as he does, would give hope to the hopeless. Forgiveness to the offender and restoration to the estranged. Those would be pretty awesome things for you to take out and give to your friends that you need to reconcile with. Don't you think? The kicker is that just doesn't happen because we think about it. That only happens when we as Christians become the initiator to reconcile others to God. We have to step up and step out to get this job done of operating a ministry of reconciliation. John 13:14. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I remember one time, many years ago, that Benny Crosland had an idea that we should do that, and we carried that out. You know, Wes and the other pastors of this church tend to us a great deal, and so it's in a bit of a ceremonial way, a few guys got together and actually washed Pastor Wes's feet. That was a pretty humbling experience for him and all of us as a church, I think, because we started to realize just how important it is that our Lord would want us to tend to each other's needs. Jesus gave us this reminder to not allow the norms of the world. And boy, we've got a lot of different norms running around in our world nowadays. I was thinking about Veterans Day. We all remember our veterans, and a lot of those are our parents. And I thought, my goodness, my dad would be amazed at what's going on in the world today. So the world is in disarray. And we have to try to look at those issues and not let those norms of the world dictate our perspective and our behavior, but rather have Jesus' life and his teaching be our guide, to be our perspective. Biblical reconciliation, you see, I think is born out of God's unconditional love that he has for us and expects us to have for everyone else. Doesn't mean we got to like them, but it means we got to love them. And we have to figure out somehow, how do we take that out into the world, and how do we carry that out? How do we do that? It's not an easy thing to do. But we've been reconciled through Jesus. And we, as we saw a while ago in his words, have been given a mission to do as he did for us. We are to be the reconcilers for those that we know. So there's bound to be somebody out there that each and every one of us have that we could reconcile with. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So God reconciled us to him. Jesus reconciled us to God. And our job is to help reconcile our fellow sinners to us and onto God. Christians need to understand that the power of the gospel can do the impossible to reconcile sinners with each other. Boy, that clock is moving slow. I'm trying to talk really slow. Gary told me that, no worries, all short sermons are good sermons. You guys are getting an excellent sermon today. Short and sweet, my mom always said. Short and sweet, son. I don't know about how sweet it is, but this is pretty important stuff. If we could master this one thing of reconciliation, boy, wouldn't we make a difference in the world that we're living in today? We would. Jeremiah 2:13. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. So what does that mean? Well, the way I look at it, basically, is tell me that we need to reinvest Christ's living water that he has given into us. And we need to take that living water and give it into other people. We don't have any living water ourselves. Our living water comes from Christ. And so we need to somehow figure a way through reconciliation that we can share that living water with others. We don't want to spend our life as cracked and empty vessels, a cracked and empty self. And that's what the world begs us to be, I think, is it seems that today's world begs us to be of the world, which is a cracked and empty vessel. So you see, reconciliation is between sinners that takes compromise of our own selfish ideals. In other words, you and I as sinners, we're selfish. And we have to find a way, when we deal in that selfishness, to compromise. But that's not what we want to take to the world. We want to take God's reconciliation. We want to take God's ideals to the world, not our own. We don't want to become of the world. We want to stay in his world and share that with others. Yeah, I think as I look at this and I try to end it up, I look for some verses that would guide us and point us in the right way. And the three verses I came up with are these that I believe will help us strive towards reconciliation. Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. That alone would create a wonderful place if we could do that. Forgiveness is a tough thing. But if we could just master that, just think how much better life would be. Hebrews 12:14. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. I want to see the Lord someday. I'm counting on that. I try to live in peace. Don't always do it, but that's something that I do strive for. In Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. If we could live out these three verses, I believe that those of you in this room could make a lasting impression and end up 2020 better than it has been so far. So that would be my challenge to you from today going forward, is live out the rest of 2020 and try to reconcile. Find somebody to reconcile with and find some ways that you can live out these last three verses. And I believe that we will bring living water to those people that we do that for. If you stand with me and pray. Father, I thank you for your message today. I pray that your word has fallen on fertile soil and that we will carry the ministry of reconciliation to our little piece of the world for each and every one of us. I ask that you bless these people, that you send them out into the world to change it, to reconcile it, and to bring heaven on earth. In Jesus' name, amen.